Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, a couple of lines up for the bottom, as we continue here in Perek HaSocher. HaSocher HaSapol, there are a number of HaSochers in Shas. This is HaSocher HaSapol, here Perek Basra, da Avodah Zarah, as we discussed yesterday, issues of Kinyanim. Right now we're getting into not issues of Yayin Nesach and issues of Isser v'heter, but also issues of kinyanim came up, and that is if somebody makes a price for an item, and the mishicha is done beforehand or afterwards, is there a kinyan done or not? So other issues related to that, as we pick up Amalei Ravina Leravashi, a couple lines up from the bottom on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis Tashma. So says the Gemara again, we're trying to prove whether mishicha is kone by an akum or not. That we had a machlokes amoroyim on ayin aleph amad aleph. Amemar said that mishicha bovikachavim is kone. That was Amemar. And Ravashi said, no, mishicha bovikachavim is not kone. We discussed in Tosfos, lemaisa, what is the halacha, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Bechulu. But now we're still trying to discuss and prove, those shitos. So says the Gemara, amalei ravina l'ravashi. Tashma, damar b'chi bar abba, amar b'yochanan. Ben noach neherag, apachos b'shev epruta, as we learned in Maseches Sanhedrin, a number of these sugyas about Bnei Noach, but Rabbi Yochanan says here that a Ben Noach is chayiv. That means it's an avera. It's an avera. Sheva mitzvos Bnei Noach of gezel, of sheva mitzvos of even pachas b'sheva pruta, even less than a pruta. Even though when it comes to a Jew, full gezel is really only a shava pruta. When it comes to a Ben Noach, he's nerag even on pachos mishava pruta, even on less. We'll see why, Be'ez Hashem in a second. V'lo nita'l yishavon, but even though he is chayiv for the isser of gezel less than a shava pruta, but it is not returnable. He does not have a chiv to return it, because returning is only when it is actual objective money. But this is not objective money, so therefore there is no chiv hashava. Rashi, Ben Noach, Shegazal es Yisrael, Pachos Bishav Pruta. A non-Jew steals from a Jew. So there is no chiv hashava. Why? Avagav the Gabi Yisrael, Lama Monhu de Machli Alei. A Yisrael is mochel, Pachos Bishav Pruta, and that's why there is no chiv hashava. But still, is still an Isser of Gezel. Because mitzidam, mitzad the akum, it is a inactive Gezel. So first let's do the Gemara and then we'll talk about it. But if you say that Mishicha by an akum is not kone, like Ravashi said, if you say that just pulling something does not give him the powers of acquisition, am I nerag? So why would he be nerag? He wasn't kone at all. So he didn't steal it. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying that he's going to be chayiv? It's a question that you know there's going to be an answer to. What the Gemara is asking that there's never going to be a chayiv of gezel because he can never acquire anything, right? He's asking about the case of pachas b'sheva pruta, but really every case, if he takes something, right, it has to be an act of gezel. So why wouldn't he be killed? I mean, what meaning? Why isn't he chayiv? Right, because we know that that's the punishment for a shev mitzvos bnei Noach, not for now a Sanhedrin sugya. But either way, says the Gemara, if Mashicha works, so why isn't he kone? Always answers the Gemara, mishum detzare li Yisrael. Right, if it's not kone, so why is he nerag? Why is there still a chiv? So then, mishum tzare di Yisrael, because he still causes the anguish to Yisrael, and that, so to speak, is the mechayev. Pretty amazing that that's the mechayev for the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But that's why, even if you say it's not kone, he still would be chayev. Continues the Gemara, umay lo nitan lehi shavon. So then what does lo nitan lehi shavon mean? De'eno bitoras hi shavon. It means it's still shel Yisrael. There's no chiyuv to return it because it still belongs to the Jew. There's no chiyuv hashava because there is no hashava that needs to be done. And Rashi notes here, the same thing would apply even by a pruta. Right, it's not dafka pachos bipruta. Even a pruta, Rashi says, but who I did on the third line of Rashi, l'shava pruta. It just says pachos, l'ashbina denera, galay, say even pachos, yuchayiv, even for a pachos. But that's what the resha means. Says the Gemara, ihachi ema seifa. What about the next line of the Braisa? B'chaveiro v'unitalami manu nerag aleha. If a second akum comes and steals it from the first akum, he's also chayiv. So one second, Bishlamar Resha Mishim Tsari Li Yisrael. If you say in the Resha, so I understand, even though Mashiach is not Kone according to you, Rashi, still I understand there could be a Chiyah Mishim Tsari Li Yisrael. Ella Seifa Mayavid. But in the Seifa, what did the second guy do? He's not causing tsar to the first Gadav, because the first Gadav is not really his yet. And the second, and from the Jew, he didn't steal it from him. So Elish Ramina, so we say, okay, go back. This really is a proof. Mashiach Bovik Achavim Kona Shmamina. Really, it is a proof that Mashiach is Kona, and that's why there is a Chiyav of Gezel, but, and that's why there's a Chilik between Pachad Bishvapruta and Shavapruta. Again, even in the Havamina, where it talks about Tsar Eli Yisrael, but that might not be a separate independent Machayev of Tsar. It could be Tsar Eli Yisrael, and therefore it's considered Gezel. Right, there's no, right, if a Ben Noah goes and just causes tsaris to a Jew, there's no chiv there. Just sorry, making fun of a Jew and teasing a Jew. Right, so it's a financial tsar. Financial tsar it could be, not just a stama tsar. Okay, a couple of points to mention. First is the Minchas Chenech. Minchas Chenech has a discussion on the mitzvah of Hashavas Gezela in Parshas Vayikra, Hashavas Gezel. Right, so the mitzvah of Hashavas Gezel is at the end of Vayikra by Karban Asham. Right, Vehejah the Pasuk says, Vehejah Gezela Asher Gezel in Vayikra Perakei. And that is where we have the mitzvah of returning stolen items. Shit is Savina Hashavas Gezela Ba'en, Klomar, Shim Hadavar. Sheim hadavar mamish shegazal hu etzlo velo nishtane birshusoch shechayav lashiva lanigzal kamoshu velo shikechir alatzmo v'yitei devil lanigzal. You can't just keep it, right, and give the value if it didn't change, if it's still the item, so it's not yours, and therefore you have to give it back. If there was a shinui, that's shinui kone, and you have to give back the damim. But in that context, the Merchas Chena discusses why is pachos bishave pruta pater. Why is there no full chiyuv of gezel by pachos mishava pruta? So the Magen Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva says, maybe, well, there's chatzi shir, so it's aser min haTorah, but there's no chiyuv of hashava. Says the Minchas Chinuch, nire midvarav, deshava pruta b'mamon b'gneva v'gzela v'chayotzi b'zeh, heim bechlal shiurin, tehu halach haloshi b'sinai, u'bepachos havi lechatzi shir, de'aser min haTorah. And he says it beferish, the Magen Mishnah. Why is Pachos Mishavapruta any different than Shavapruta? So one is that it's Pachos Mikashir, just like we have the shear by eating, Kizayis and Revius, just like we have the shear by Hilchos Shabbos for the size of a wall, right, Asar Tfachim, right, just like we have shear in all areas of Halacha, so we have a shear regarding monetary issues. Pruta is the shear, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And less than that, you didn't do the full Aveira, and you get into the sugya of Chatzi Shir Asa B'Natara, Chatzi Zayas, and Chatzi Grogeres, and Chatzi everything. By Chatzi Shir, which applies. Again, and you get into the sugya in Hilchos Shabbos, is there Chatzi Shir when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? Is that Chatzi Shir or is that Chatzi Malacha? A big discussion we've had. Sometimes by Shabbos, the shear is so definitional to the act, if you have less than the shear, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. It's not chatzi just shir. Shir is chatzi malacha. Like if you do an akira without a hanacha, that's chatzi malacha. That's not chatzi shir. So you have that sometimes, even though Rashi uses the lashon of chatzi shir by Borer and other contexts where chatzi shir comes up. But either way, pshat number one, the Minchas Chinuch lays out two understandings of why pachos mishava pruta is not a full-fledged aveira with the chiyav hashava by gezel or geneva. We're not being mechalek between the two right now. Number one is because it's pachos mikashir. But then, of course, he says there's another svara, and that is what's mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf and Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Shev Mitzvahs Bein Noach, and it says Pachas Mishavah Pruta is not within Hashava because of automatic Mechila. Right? Pachas Mishavah Pruta, we assume people are mochal on. It's such a small amount of money, people don't really care. They're upset, maybe a little bit, but they're mochel, and therefore Mechila removes the Chiyav Hashava. Tehanigzal mochel al Pachas Mishavah Pruta. And so that's a very different understanding. Right? Is it objectively not money? Right? Halachically? Pachos b'kashir, or is it based on mechila? And the Minchas Chinuch here has seven nafkaminas. Right, there's a classic Minchas Chinuch with nafkaminas for whether it is based on mechila or is based on pachos mishir. What about somebody steals from a cheresh otav katan? Right, they are not able to be mochel. Right, the lav bardas. So if you say it's mitam mechila, so then you would have a chiyav hashava there because they can be mochel. Right, if it's based on it's less than the shear, so then there's no chiyav hashava here either, because it was less than the shear, objectively. Number one, what if the guy, the nigzal, is screaming, I'm not mochel, I'm not mochel? So when you say butla daito, he's screaming, I'm not mochel. So if you say it's based on mechila, then he's not mochel. Again, it's based on objective, not money, then it's not money. What if he doesn't know about it? B'gneva v'hanignav einu yodea, delo mochel dahave yeh shalom idas. Right, a yeh shalom idas type of case. He doesn't know that it's stolen in order to be mochel. Right, so imke nafkamina gedolahi. V'tzorach yelan l'rambam, delo v'rav yitzorach l'hashim b'shumpam. Okay, number four he discusses, what happens if it's less than a pruta, and then by the time you return it, it's worth a pruta. It went up in value. You stole a piece of gold, and then the price of gold went up, and now it's worth a pruta. What about the opposite case? Right? What happens if you took a half a pruta, v'tzireif lazev v'kidesh bo isha? Right? If you were mitzareif it, if you steal three half prutas each time, but they mitzareif to each other. Do we say, oh, there's mechila, but now it's all together, so he's not going to be mochel if it's a whole pruta. If you say each act is less than a shear, so then maybe it's not mitzurif to each other, right? Just like if you eat a half a kezias, and after the achilas pras, you eat a half a kezias, and after achilas pras, you eat another half a kezias. Again, this is the beautiful discussion of the Menchas Chinuch here in Kuf Lamed in Parshas Vayikra. So again, that is an important discussion of Pachos Mishava Pruta. Again, Rashi here quotes Mechila because that's based on the Gemara. Two other points. Number one is general Mechila. The Chashuk Echemed here has a discussion. I remember he has this years ago. I saw it in the Baharevna. We know there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael before one goes to sleep at night to say a paragraph, Ribono Shel Olam Harini Mocha L'chol Mishiches V'Hiknirosi. Right, we forgive anyone who was gave mitzaris, and I forgive everybody, which is a great thing. That's what we do in Tefillah Zakah also. That's the paragraph that the Chafetz Chaim moved up in Tefillah Zakah, because nobody ever finishes Tefillah Zakah. That's why they moved it up, so to make sure you say that paragraph that everybody forgives everybody. What happens, asked the Chashuk Echemed, he has a case here, where somebody was Mevazeh, Reuven was Mevazeh Shimon terribly. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And Shimon has having a hard time forgiving him. And at night he says this paragraph, but he knows that Libo Balimo, his heart is he's really not mochel, this guy. And he doesn't know whether, you know, he should be able to say this paragraph, because it's not true. And he wants to know what to do. Lo ratza lomar echad bepev echad b'lev, v'lachein hishtadel l'mcholo, so Yehudi shepaga bo, ach lo etzliach. He tried, but at least at this stage you can't forgive him. And we find Rachman Lislan, certain extreme cases where people are so, you know, difficult, to put it lightly, right, to ruin somebody else's life. Rachman Lislan, you have cases of Aguna, whatever it is. What should he do? Says Rav Zilberstein, Adam Zetzarach Lomar V'Simcha Rabba. Hareini Mochel L'Chol Mishi Hirgiz Osi. Kizil Ratzan Abor Yisbarach Shemo. Easier said than done. Ukamosha Anu Omer B'Tila V'Nafshi Ka'afra L'Chol Tiyeh. Zui Mitzvah Atzuma. And he quotes a Zohar in the footnotes here that talks about the unbelievable powers of somebody who is Mochel, somebody who they shouldn't be Mochel. Again, being Mochel does not mean that God's not going to take care of this person. Hashem's going to take care of the person. Right? He's going to get what he deserves. But it just shouldn't be on my account. It should be for the act that was done. V'gam l'nifka ba'atzmo ein zeh tov she'en amochel ki ha'yudhi ha'pokeh ye'onish b'sibaso and kol shachavir ne'enash ha'yado ein machlis v'obo oso b'mchit sal shol gadosh baruch hu. So we have to try our best. But one should, he says, you shouldn't say it. Say it. Dvarim shebelibo ein advarim. Right, you say it, okay, even if you don't feel it. Okay, ha'kadosh baruch hu understands. Mikol makom etzem zeh she'yomer b'fiv shu mochel ha'mechila mo'ila shekein dvarim shebelibo ein advarim. Just be mochel. And he quotes others. So again, lamaisa, even if a person is not mochel, even just saying the words is has some effect as well. Good. Let's continue a little bit more. Again, Tosfos here discusses a little bit about Kinyane Geneva, which is also an important topic. Tosfos on the bottom, where again, the Gemara's question was, if Mashiach is not Kone, so why is he ever Chayiv Mishum Geneva? And he quotes Rashi, Halo Kanyiv Kol Hechad Isa Bershut Zad Yisrael Isa Vakasha, so Yisrael Nami Lo Kanag Zilin Lios Shalo. Mephilochi Kanyiv Lis Chayiv Ba'onsin. Hey, Tosfos, what about a Jew Ganef? A Jew is a Ganef also is chayiv in the act of Geneva, even though he's not koneh it either. Right? We know there are certain kinyani Geneva, but it's not full. It's kinyani Geneva legabe to be mechayiv in onsin. But if somebody steals something and the owner didn't have yeish yet, so he doesn't own it, and yet he's chayiv, so he has tosas. That's the Gemara asking. If you say Mashiach is not koneh, how can you ever have a Geneva? So by a Jew too. By a Jew too, you have the same problem. So Tosfos, the answer is the Vadai, Igazal Shavet Pruta, Davi Mamona Lagabi Yisrael, the Chisro, Istan Lomemer Ketabi Rashti. If he steals a Shavet Pruta, fine, because he also caused the Chisaron. Aval Pachas be Shavet Pruta, Shalo Chiser Ha Yisrael, Dola Mamonahu, Vigamo, but Ogachem Lonis Rabeb, Shalo Kana, it's both, he didn't cause any Chisaron, and the non-Jew's wallet really wasn't expanded, so maybe that's why it is different in this case. Okay, either way, Kinyani Geneva is an interesting discussion, because on the one hand, the Ganef, which Tosfos is highlighting in this question, is not Kona it, but on the other hand, we know there are Kinyani Geneva, somewhat, right? We know the Gemara and Tosfos in a number of places discusses this. Remember the Tosfos in Baba Kama has an important formulation. Tosfos in Baba Kama. Where's my Baba Kama? Tosfos and Baba Kama says, in a few places, I'll just read the Lashon from Nun Vav. Tosfos, Nun Vav Abeis. Ve'ei desvarahu, de gazlon nichnas tachas abaylim, de kivan shahotzi mirushas baylim, shayu chayavin bishmirasa, ve'ein abaylim yicholim l'shomra. I stole an animal, the owner cannot watch his animal anymore right now, because I have it, I stole it. Is that fully mine? No, but it's enough mine that I have to watch it. And here's the line. Lefi, I lost the place, one second. To give a chosen mission by my chemist Ross, by the Lashomra. Lefi shenigzala mehem, yesh ala geizlin Lashomra. De le'inya nezikin, ikru bailim. Call me shebiyod Lashomra. Regarding Nezek, the animal doing Nezek, you are the owner. So kinyanim sometimes are not mutually exclusive. Usually I own something, it's mine, totally. But sometimes there could be, I remember we had Rabbi Yochanan a couple weeks ago. Gazal v'lonis Yashua b'aylim shneim einim yicholim lahakdisho zelafi shein shalo v'zelafi shein b'rshuso. So there could be chilukim. I have shalo, I have b'rshuso. So we're both limited, but we both have something. So by a gazlan also or a ganef, he doesn't have rights to be makdishit, but he has responsibility to guard it. Right? So there's kinyanim that aren't always only mutually exclusive. Again, that's a lot more there. Let's continue, and then we'll see later if we'll get back to kinyani geneva. We continue now. Hahu gavra. Hahu gavra, fifth line. Hu gavra damar lechavre. Somebody says to their friend, I mazvinenala lahara lach mizavinenala. A person says he's not really ready to sell a piece of land, but he says to his friend, you know what, if I ever sell this land, I'll sell it to you. No, the other guy maybe showed an interest in it. So he says, you know what, I'm not interested in selling it now. But if I ever sell it, I'll sell it to you. Rashi adds in three words, v'kanu minei b'kinyan. And he did a kinyan sudar. They did a kinyan on this agreement. I'm not selling it now. I'm committing that if I sell it in the future, so then I will sell it to you. And he does a kinyan sudar. So is that effective? There was no kinyan. There was an agreement to a future. So azal zavna l'neshachrina, guess what, he told it to someone else. Then he went and told to somebody else a couple weeks later. Rav Yosef Kanakama. Rav Yosef says that he already agreed. The first one is Kone. It's not fair. And therefore, the second one has to give it back. Kanakama. Amr Le'abaya. V'halo Pasak. But they didn't decide on a price. Isn't a price part of the agreement? Therefore, until you agree upon a price, so then the Kinyan is not Chal. Even though he said, you know what, I'll sell it to you, but he didn't agree upon a price. So doesn't that ruin it? Right? Rashi quotes, velo samcha daite akinyan. He wasn't so mechas to savram yirtzalachso yirba'alabadamim. Right? Neither of them. The guy is like, oh, he's going to charge me more. They didn't agree upon a price. And if they don't agree upon a price, so then the kinyan didn't happen yet. Where do we know? How do we know that if they don't agree upon a price, that the kinyan doesn't work? It's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah back on yesterday's daf. If I'm selling wine, if we agreed upon a price before he measured it out, then the damim are mutar. Why? Because right when we agreed upon a price, that's basically the prerequisite. So the second that he picks it up, it's his. And when he touches it, it's his. Yayin esach. So when he pays me, it's mutar. It's not a Jew's yayin esach. And I'm saying the damim are mutar. Madar achal opasach. But if the guy measured it out before they agreed upon a price, so it's not the guy's yet. Because who knows, he wasn't so mechaz das, damav asurin. So you see from the Mishnah that you need to agree upon a price before in order for the kinyan to be chal. So I said, wait a minute, my haviyala. So what exactly happened in that case? So again, it's beforeish then. So what's the whole discussion of, you know, Rav Yosef and Abaya, right, Kanakama, who's Konit? It's obviously, if they didn't agree upon a price, of course the first one shouldn't be Konit. So how can Rav Yosef say Kanakama? So my haviyala. So Gemara says, my haviyala, Kitakamrina. What do you mean? We just said beforeish in the Mishnah that if you didn't agree upon a price, it's nothing. So therefore, what's your shaila? So Dilma Chumra Yayin Esach Shaini. Maybe Yayin Esach is more Chamor, right? And the Rabbanan would say that that's why in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that it's not Nikra until you agree upon a price, it's maybe because we're being Machmer by Yayin Esach. But usually maybe a Kenyan can work without agreeing upon a price. But here we're being Machmer, right? Put this on the list of the 8 or 5 places in the Gemara and add on a few places from the Rishonim where we mention Chumra Yayin Esach is different, and therefore, you cannot bring a raya from that case. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam in Hilchos Bechira, when he quotes this, he talks about whether you said me'ach shavadak. Then the Rambam in Kinyan, in Hilchos Bechira, the Rambam discusses, maybe the chilak is whether you say me'ach shav. Because again, this is a discussion. It's a commitment based on what's going to be in the future. Right, the question is, this sounds like Asmachta a little bit. We'll have to see in the Ritva, by the Shem, in a couple of minutes, why isn't this a problem? Let's read it first, and then we'll read the Rambam after. Rashi says, Kana miyado, v'chein b'din, di'ilo b'maykani, v'lo sheyiknu biyado sheyimkar ba'oso shah. It's not that he made a kinyan. When we say kanu miyado, it's not that he made a kinyan to sell at that moment, because it wasn't sold at that moment. It was a kinyan dvar b'alma, to use the Gemara elsewhere. V'od, hechi yamin in kanakama. It must be a kinyan. V'yim tomar, ask the Ritva for asmachta hi. What's asmachta? A commitment now based on a future event that may or may not ever happen. Right? That's an asmachta. Right? I don't know who's going to win the game. So, a commitment based on a domi pasta asmachta is lokanya. Right? So we had that at length in Sanhedrin and in Baba Basra. So why does this agreement work at all? It's an asmachta. I have no idea whether he's going to sell it or not. Answers the Ritva, 2 answers. Yishlomar, b'damar le'me'achshav. Like the Rambam says. He said me'achshav, so the kinyan is chal now. So if you say me'achshav, so then it's not an asmachta purely based on the future event, but it goes back, and therefore, it's not an asmachta. Right, and that's the Rambam here in Hilchos Bechira, in Paraches. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is also like the Ritva, Homer lechadera. Kishemkar sadazu harihi mechur lecha me'achshav. B'me'azuz, v'kana me'adu alkach. U'la'achar zman machra la'acher b'me'ah. Same price. Kana harisha. The first one is konev, because he said me'achshav. We'll get to the second half of that, but Hashem soon, not for now. But then the Ritva also answers, inami, deleka asmachta ela ba'omer im lo asisi. Kitaparishna b'duchta. And he quotes from what he wrote elsewhere. Asmachta requires sometimes two sides. Two sides. Sometimes, if this happens, great. If this doesn't happen, no. Or if I do this, yes. If I do this, not. This is just saying, one side. If I sell it, then I will sell it to you. Is there any loss that's possible here? There's no loss that's possible. Right? But what if he never sells it? And, you know, they said the potential buyer is not losing, he's just not gaining the field. So again, this Ritva says that's not a case of asmachta. Okay, we continue. Tashma, let's try again to prove this case about the damim, whether you need pisuk damim in order for it to be fully chal. Tashma, damar Rav Yidi bar Avin, uvda havi bar Rav Chizda bar Rav Huna, upashte meha. They proved it from the following braisa, the Tanya. Masha chamar v'poalav. What happens if I have donkeys or donkey drivers and workers, and they have fruit on them? Somebody's carrying something. A worker is carrying fruit, and I take the worker and put it into my house. I never touch the fruit. The worker is holding the fruit, and now the worker is in my house. So, Masha chamar v'poalav v'hechnisan l'toch beiso. I put them in my house. Bein pasak ad shalom madad, bein madad ad shalom pasak lo kana. There's no kinyan. Doesn't matter if the price was done before the medido or afterwards. Lo kana in that case. V'shneim yichal lachza b'hen. And they both can be chozer, both the buyer and the seller. Why? Rashi explains that either way, you have not been kona it. Rashi, Masha Chemenu, Chamar V'Paulav, Hare Shahayamevi, Chamar V'Tu'un and Peros, U'Paulav Nosim Bakasif, U'Mashcha Chaver Mimeno V'Rechis L'Toch Peso, you put him in your house, La Meshicha, De'ein Meshicha Kone B'Bnei Adam, because there's no Meshicha by a person. You can't be Kone a person. And the person, you're not, right, Meshicha works by Metaltalin, doesn't work by people. Ein Meshicha Kone B'Bnei Adam, U'Peros, called Manshein Alaya Lokana, and the fruit, until they're in your Rishus on the floor in your basket, so it's not kone. So therefore, you're not kone in either way, as Rashi says in the next line also, beiso lo adifa mi meshicha. And meshicha is only kone if you made the price, but here you didn't, so therefore it's not going to work. So that's a case where you just brought the workers in and they're holding the fruit. Pirkan v'chis v'toch beiso. What if you unloaded them. Pirkan, you took it off, like the mitzvah prika and tina. Pirkan v'chiz l'toch peso, and you brought them into the house, then it depends. Pasak ad shalom madad, if you made the price before the medida, ein shem yichon lachzoben, you can't be chozerbo. Right? Because therefore you see, the price was done, so by the time the medida is done, the kinyan is chal. Madad ad shalom pasak shnehem yichon lachzoben. But if you measured first, it can still be chozerbo. Raya, again, this is a raya, that a kinyan is not moil without a prior pisuk damim. And that is what we're trying to prove. Meshicha is not going to be effective, because the price is what people really are so mechtas on. Until they know the price, they don't know if they're gonna buy it. And that's what we know. You walk into a store, you don't know if you're gonna buy anything, until you know how much it costs. Right? And therefore, that's what Gemara says. Until you know how much, they agree upon how much it costs, it is not going to be chal. Period. Hahu gavra, damar lechavre. Similar case. A person says to their friend, "Im is vinina lala ha'ara. If I sell this piece of land, mis vinina lacha b'mei azuze. I'll sell it to you for 100 zuz." So here they agree upon a price. So it's better and worse, because now that they agree upon a price, this smichas das. So therefore, if he sells it to someone else, he's got to sell it back to this guy first. Azal zavra leshachrina b'mei avesrin. But he sold it to someone else for 120. So now, is that going to be chal? Rav Kahana kana kama. Rav Kahana says the first guy is kone. Here he agreed upon a price. There was michas das. They had an agreement. So that's it. The first guy is kone. Maskev la Rav Yaakov minar pakod. No. Harai zuze ansuha. No. Here the money forced him to do it. V'hilchazak Rav Yaakov minar pakod. What exactly does that mean? Zuze ansuha. This guy made an agreement. Reuven made an agreement to sell to Shimon as long as everything's the same. Meaning right now I don't want to sell it. If I decide to sell it on my own, then I will sell it to you for 100. Here he did not decide to sell it on his own. He wouldn't have sold it for 100. It's just that the other guy came with an offer of 120. So now there's a new factor, and that money is kind of forcing me to sell it to him. My agreement with you was just to sell it, ceteris paribus, right? Just everything being equal, and no external forces that are causing me to sell. But here, the extra money being offered was an external force, and therefore, he is allowed to sell it, and that's what we paskin if it was offered more money. And the Rishonim say here, the Rosh says, and the Ritva says, even if the first guy would also pay you 120. Right? Even if he would offer to give you 120, it doesn't matter. He was not the one that started this discussion, right? Zuzi Ansua. Ulafize Hapirushu Anachon, says the Ritva. Ava Gabdiovle Kamamev, Estrom Yoser, Lokana, the Halonis Kayamatsnai, Lizvune Midaite. Bachem Pirush Rabinu Haramban Zalvishloka Devi Harifin. Right? Even he's not this wasn't the agreement. Right? The agreement was if, you know, we're in the same state. But if I'm not in the same state, so then I do not have to sell it to you. Rashi also says this lashon towards the bottom of the skinny lines. If he didn't give me more, I didn't have. If I'm not going to get any more, so I don't have das to sell it. Kind of sold it by force, so to speak, because it was an external force. Good. Amalei. Vayter in the Gemara, kiddushaymi bitlasa. Let's say we have the agreement. It's a question what this means, but let's say we're talking about, again, the same thing. I'm going to sell it to you, but he uses the following lashon. Well, I'll sell it to you based on the estimation of three people. Kiddushaymi bitlasa. So then, afilu tremi gotlasa. Even if only two people agree to it. Two out of three. If I say as three people estimated, even if two out of three agree on the price, that's going to be good enough. Kida amri b'tlasa, but if somebody says as three people say, ad amri b'tlasa, then all three has to be unanimous. Not just estimates, it has to be unanimous. Kida shaymi ba'arba, if I say if four people estimate, ad amri ba'arba, then all four have to say it has to be unanimous. Why? Because why are you saying four? Four is more than a bezin anyway. You obviously care about the numbers. If you just said, Kiddushaymi bitlasas, then you're saying a bez, then it could even be two out of three. But four, for sure. The kol shekain, heichad amalei kidami barba. And surely, in a case where you say, kidami barba, that for sure has to be unanimous. There's what to talk about, but let's just first get to the Mishnah. Amalei, Kiddushaymi bitlasa, vasu tlasa vishamua. What happens if he says, as three estimated? Which we said, two out of three is good enough. Vasa tlasa v'shamuha. And then three people come and estimate. V'yamalei idach. And then the other one says, leisu tlasa achrini, tekim lutvei. You know what? I don't like these estimators. I want three other ones that are more expert. I don't like the three guys that you got. So amara papa, dina hu de ma'akev. The second guy could be ma'akev. The second guy could say that I want bigger experts in the evaluation. I don't understand. Who says the second ones are more expert? Maybe the first ones. Right, sounds like a lashon of Edom Zomen. Right? Who says the second one, the first ones? The Hilchazak Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua, and Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua, the halacha is like him, and therefore the second guy can't say anything. What's the case? Did he agree at the beginning? Did he not agree to have three? So again, the Ritva playing an important role in the whole Masechta, but including today. Cautiously, what's the case here? If they both agreed upon these shamayim at the beginning, omidaita my time with your papa. Why would anybody say that you could be choserbo? And if the second guy didn't know anything about it at all, then of course he should be able to complain. My time adrafuna brei devishua. So what's the case where there's a machlokes about whether he can be choserbo? The Yesh Lomar says the Ritva. Dila olam bishalosh amua bibre raso. Lefi shalohaya rotsa livrar. He didn't want to get it estimated right now. It's not that he said, I don't want these three people, I just don't want the estimation. V'chavei rabira shalosh lefanav v'lo micha. You have to come up with the middle case. He saw it being done and he did not protest. So what does the lack of protest mean? So that's the machlokas. Rav Papa says he could be ma'akev. He didn't agree to it. He just didn't protest. Maybe he was just ignoring it. He says, I'm going to protest afterwards. Therefore, he could be choserbo. For Rav Huna Savar, tekivan shesirev b'tchilaso shalolavo livrar. I said, I don't want you to do this. V'lo micha b'rei raso shalzeh, ein lo lachzer v'livrar ala safek, shein holech ela ba'akifin. Right, Rav Huna says that no. You were misariv, and then you didn't say anything, so, you know, we have to say, maybe you didn't change your, not, sofa hochiechat chiloso, but rather you should have said something. If you didn't say anything, so then it is your fault. Okay, you have to come up with a middle type of case in order to understand this. But you look in the Bach here, the Bach acts like Rabbi Kiva Eger here. The Bach here in Aleph, says, Ayin tosis pa perakamba de Sanhedrin davav. Right, that's not a Bach comment. But he does it here. So if the Bach quotes Sanhedrin Davav, we gotta look at Sanhedrin Davav. What is Sanhedrin Davav? So there, Tosfos quotes our Gemara. That's the sugyas of Pshara. Sugyas of Pshara, of compromise in Halacha, Bitsua, So Tosfos there says, Bitsua b'shlosh, Machlokes is, do you need three for pshara? So Tosfos says, Av agav de makshinan pshara ledin, lav lechol davar makshinan. De bedin, azlina basaruba. By din, says Tosfos, Sanhedrin dafav, you follow the majority. You have three judges, two against one. Two beats one. Im shtayim omrim zakhay vechonam rechayev o ifcha. Ube pshara lo azlina basaruba. Ashi eskimu shloshtin ladas echad. But by pshara, it has to be unanimous. All three judges have to agree. Where do you see that pshara has to be unanimous? Kidamrinan beperak basra d'avodah zarah. As it says in Avodah Zarah, kidashaymi beitlasa afilu tremi gotlasa, kidamri beitlasa adamri beitlasa. Says Tosfos, pshara is just like a case of kidamri beitlasa. That's what Tosfos says. And all the Yechmanim wonder, what is Tosfos talking about? Our Gemara has nothing to do with pshara. Our Gemara is about two people agreeing, and he says, you know, when we, three people, estimate it, so then it's two out of three. When three people say it, so then it's, has to be all three. What's the connection between, and Tosfos, that's all Tosfos says. End of Tosfos. So what's the connection between pshara and this case? So what one has to, might have to suggest is getting into the root of what pshara is. Right? A big discussion in Sanhedrin, which we had, how pshara is a different track within din that's not magia el ha'emes. We know there are different values. And this is how fascinating the Gemara and Sanhedrin discusses. Some people say it's mitzvah levsoa, some people say it's asur levsoa. The Stechemet points out, it's very unusual to have a machlokes mikatze el katze. Right? Usually, you could say, he says it's a mitzvah, he says it's mutter. He says it's okay b'di'eved, naglach adchil, and he says asur even b'di'eved. You can have two sheetahs that are next to each other. But to say that there are, one says it's a mitzvah and one says it's an avera, so that is not such a common thing. The Stechem discussed this in Chelek Dalid, Mareches Mem Simen Tezayin, Machlokes Min HaKatze El HaKatze, Ve'echan Mechayev Chatas, Ve'echan Matel HaKachila, Lo Matzinu, very unusual. But that's what you happen to have by Pshara. So how could it be that one person says a mitzvah, one person says it's an Avera? So Rav Soloveitchik develops this in one of the articles and reflections of the Rav, where and others, that Pshara is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, Pshara is amazing. Everybody's, it's a compromise, but on the other hand, nobody's happy. Right? Because it's not MS. It's shalom, it's not MS. So the fact that, you know, you have those two values, some people could say, oh, it's a mitzvah. Shalom is a great value. MS for shalom, right? Right? It's even a pasuk in Tanakh. But on the other hand, it's not MS, and isn't din about MS? So again, maybe that's what's going on here. If we say that pshara is not coming to MS, but let's say it's shalom, it's just coming to an agreed upon solution. So maybe that's the comparison that we have here. By kidamri beit lasa. When a person says kidashaimu beit lasa, so then that's kind of like din. However they estimate it. They estimate it based on what it's supposed to be. That's trying to get to the MS, to know what exactly its value is. And that's why it can be two out of three, like a din. But whatever three people say, so whatever they say. So that's not following MS. Right? It's whatever they say. If I would have wanted it estimated their true value, I would have said kidashaimi. The fact that I say kidamri, whatever they say, arbitrary. Whatever those three people say. And maybe that's what pshara is like. Meaning it's not within the world of din trying to get to the MS, it's in the world of different value, which in the context of pshara is shalom, and that's why, that's how it can be compared to the kidamri beit lasa. Again, a suggestion, but again, one has to work more on that tosus. In Sanhedrin Davav, what exactly is the message? Okay, we continue back to Yayin Nesach issues. Notel Samashpech says the Mishnah, if a Jew takes a funnel, he has a funnel, he's pouring pashtus. What we understand now is a Jew is pouring wine into his funnel, and the bottom of the funnel is connected to the non-Jews, the goy's bottle of a barrel. Notel Samashpech umadol toslochisa shalav dikachavim. V'chazir umadol toslochisa shal Yisrael. And then I use the same funnel without washing it off to pour wine into a Jew's barrel. Im yesh bo keves yayin. If there is like a trap on the bottom of the funnel, so therefore some of the wine that was in the yayin nesech, right, what I poured into the first, so that wine is connected to what's on bottom. So there's the catch in the bottom of the funnel has usher wine. So when I put it into the Jews, it's going to be usher. if it has that akevas yain. Hamara mi kli al kli, second case, if I'm pouring from one kli to another kli, es she'ira mi menu mutter, ve'she'ira latocho aser. The kli that I poured from, whatever is left in that kli is mutter, whatever is in the kli that I poured into aser. What exactly is the case? The Gemara will talk about it. Good. Tznan Hasam says the Mishnah in Meseches Taharos, Hanitzok, if somebody has a vertical connection, right, I'm pouring wine, we've had Nitzok before, pouring wine from an upper kli to a lower kli, Nitzok, any type of vertical liquid that's being poured. Vekatafris, or if there is a slope, right, let's say on a hill, going from upper to lower. Umashke tofeach, right, and the nitzok or the katafris is connecting two bodies of liquid. Umashke tofeach, or let's say I have two bodies of liquid, and in between, there's mashke tofeach, there's moist ground. Not moist ground so much that if I put my finger on it, I could then use that liquid to make something else wet. It's not that wet. That would be called tofeach almanas latfiach. Mashke tofeach just means if I touch it, my finger will get wet, but it won't be wet enough to make something else wet. So that's what's in between these two bodies of water. Any of these three. Eino chibur, lo latuma v'lo latara. That's not chibur for tuma, meaning if the one body of water becomes tame, the other body of water is not tame, meaning these aren't connected enough. V'lo latara. And also if there's not enough in one side to be a kosher mikvah, it's not connected to be a kosher mikvah along with what's on the other side. Ha'ashborin, but if I have stationary water, a stationary pool, chibur latumah latara, that is mechubar if even on the either side of the eshborin. Amar Rav Huna, so now Rav Huna adds on to that Mishnah, nitzok v'katafras umashka tofeach chibur l'inyayin nesech. Regarding Yayin Esach, we're more machmir. All these three are considered a chibur. And therefore, if there's Yayin Esach in one side, so the wine on the other side of the Mashke Tofeach, of the Nitzok, of the Katafris, is also going to be Aser. So Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Mina L'Chaha, how do you know? How do you know that for Yayin Esach, it's going to be Aser, or Chamor? Ile, Makid Midetzat, is it because of the Mishnah that we just quoted? Hanitzav HaKatafres, Umashko Tevech, Eino Chibur Lo Lutumah V'Lo Latara, and we're Medayek, Lutumah Latara, Hu Delo Havi Chibur, Halein Yayin Esach, Havi Chibur. The first line of the Mishnah. It's not a Chibur for this, so it is a Chibur for Yayin Esach. Is that where you're Medayek it from? But that can't be, because you can be Medayek exactly the opposite from the second line of the Mishnah. Ema Seifa ho eshborin chibur l'tumah v'latara. L'tumah v'latara hu davi chibur, ho l'inyay nesach lo avi chibur. So el meha laka l'mash b'mino. You can't be Medayek anything from the Mishnah, because the first line tells you yes, the second line tells you no, so you can't be Medayek either. Tanan, meaning what does the Gemara mean by that? It must be there. B'yud ha'nasi did not mean anything to be implied from this Mishnah, because each line gives the opposite impression. It must be that neither of them were meant by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Good, so that Mishnah in Taharos didn't prove anything. Let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Tanan, not al zamashpech umadal tos lochisa shalom dekochavim, v'chazir umadal tos lochisa shal Yisrael. I take a funnel, first pour wine into a guy's bottle, and then I pour wine into a Jew's bottle. So im yishbal keves yayin asur. If it has that catch on the bottom, so then it's going to be usur, right? Because the wine that was from the first one, there's yayin nesach in the bottom of this funnel, and now if I pour it into the Jews, it's going to go into the Jews' bottle. So ha keves yayin b'mayka mitzura. Why is what's in the funnel usur? Lav benitzok. Isn't it because of nitzok? Because the funnel was the wine that was in the funnel was connected by the pouring into the barrel, the wine in the iron barrel of the guy. So isn't it because of Nisok, Shvami no Nisok Chibur? So you see our Mishnah. Isn't what's in the funnel, in the bottom of the funnel, in the Akeves, isn't that also because of Nitzok? And that's why it proves Nitzok is Chibur. That's Rav Huna. So Tani Rav Chia, and we had this once before, Rav Chia says, no, there's another way. Shepichsaso Tzlochiso. Maybe the case is that the level of wine in the barrel of the guy went so high that it touched the bottom of the funnel. It wasn't connected through just Nitzo, through the flow of the water, but it went so high, so the bottom of the funnel was sitting in the pool of the wine of the barrel of the Oikochavim, and that's why it was Aser. Nothing to do with Nitzok. Says the Gemara, Ava lo pachsiso tzlochiso mai. So, fine, be medayik the other way then. So, the Mishnah is talking about a case of the level is so high. Mashbet, if the level of was not high, what's the halacha then? So, lo, then you'd say, it's not Aser, so tishok to Nitzok, eino chibur. So prove the opposite. If it's only aser because it was so high, so mashma, if it wasn't so high, it wouldn't be aser. So prove the other way that nitzok is not a chibur, even for yayin nesach. Gemara answers, lo, pachsasot slochiso tifshon lecha da aser. No, maybe no diak is meant. If it's so high, prove that's aser. Why? Because even that, Rashi explains, even that is a chiddush. You might have said that's also considered a nitzok. If it's a funnel, even though it's touching, maybe that's called nitzok. Kamash one, the Mishnah says it's not called nitzok. Maybe that's why the Mishnah says that case. Nitzok tiboy. But nitzok, maybe I still have a suffix about. The Mishnah is not meant to be medayik anything. So again, we still don't know. So the Mishnah in Taurus was no raya. The Mishnah here was no raya. Let's try to get to the second line in our Mishnah. Tashma, which we didn't really know what it meant. So Tashma, hamar mikli lakli, eshamar benu mutter. So the Mishnah says, if I'm pouring from one kli to another kli, what I'm pouring from is mutter. We'll get to why that is. But what do we mashma? What's in the upper kli is mutter. Ha beni de beni beni aser. But mashma, what's out of the kli in the air going down is aser. Shma mina nitzok chibur. So doesn't that prove nitzok is mechubar? So the Gemara says, "I nitzok chibur afilu de gavei de mananami litzar." If the nitzok, if the flow is usser in the air, but that's connected to the upper kli, so even what's in the upper kli should be usser. Answer: Halokasha dekam miktev kitufe. It's going in spurts. It's like I pour, so then there's a separation between the upper kli and what's in the air. I like pour it and then quickly put my kli back down. So there's a separation. It's going in spurts. So the Gemara says, "Mikomakam nitzok chibur." But even so, you're telling me that's the ukimta, but that's mashma that if you wouldn't be doing that, it would be connected. Yeah, and it's also even what's in the upper kli. So doesn't that prove nitzok is chibur as we've had already a few times? So the Gemara says, "Lo tameich ema seifa." 1 second. So what about the second part, the last line of the Mishnah? Es she'ira l'tocha hu da'aser ha'debeni beni shari. Have the opposite diak of the second line of the Mishnah. Ela meha alak l'mashma mina. Same thing we said about our Mishnah, as we did in the Mishnah in Taurus, because here each line is mashma something else. It says what's in the upper kli is mutter, what's in the lower kli is usser. So what about what's in the air? Opposite to yukim. So therefore, you can't be medayik anything. Tosfos here discusses halacha lemaisa. What are we paskin about nitzok? Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Right, he quotes Rashi, who paskins nitzok is chibur, Rabbeinu Tam, who paskins that nitzok is not chibur. And they go into all the Amoraim, you know, who do you paskin like? Marzutra is Basra, and Rav Sheshes is Basra, all these, Deos, and he has an interesting, Raya from Rabbeinu Tam, in the middle of the medium lines. The own maybe Rabbeinu Tam Raya, the nitzok ain't no chibur. One of his Rayas, that nitzok is not chibur, mi deparach Talmuda b'chal duchtin. Throughout Shas, the Gemara asks, Shma mina nitzok chibur. Is this to prove that nitzok is chibur? Mashma de kashal tamud de aser benitzok. Sounds like the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Because the Gemara always sets itself up to be rejected. Is this to say that nitzok is mechubar? Is chibur? So Rabbeinu Tam says, that sounds like, well, we'd rather not say that. So again, either way, major machlokas rishonim, whether nitzok is chibur. And again, this comes up in Hilchos, Yayin Nesach, but also in Hilchos Mikvos. Hilchot Mikvos, Chibur Hashaka, that's also a big sugi in Siman Reish Aleph in Yerodea, comes up with by Hilchot Kashrus, right, if there is a one pot, and it's Mechubar to another pot through liquid, a liquid medium. So again, it's a lot of areas of Halacha where we have this discussion. Good, so the Mishnayos didn't prove anything, so let's now go to a Braisa. Tashma, hame'are mechavis labor. If somebody's pouring from a barrel to a bor, kiluach hayori misfas chavis lamata aser. There it is. The kiluach is aser. So doesn't that, the flow is aser? Doesn't that prove kiluach, nitzok is chibor, tirgamar ef sheshes? No. Bovikol chavim, hame'are dasim ikocho. You don't understand the case. The case is the opposite. An ovikol chavim is pouring. The guy is pouring. So that's coming from his koach. And that's why the flow is aser. If the ovikachavim is pouring, that even what's in the upper kli should be aser. Also in our Mishnah. The Gemara is asking on the Braisa, but also in our Mishnah. What's in the upper kli? So, koach, says the Gemara, chiddush. Koach to ovikachavim mi derabanan hu da aser. Really, koach is drabanan. What do you mean koach? Everything's drabanan. Everything's drabanan. So the Ritva says, at least if a guy pours something and he's touching it, if he would do, that's what he normally does to avodah zarah. So to say that's only one step removed, if he's doing it, if he's pouring just a Jew's kli or his own wine, if he's actually touching it. But koach, he never does that for nesach anyway. So it's like two steps removed. So that's what the Gemara is emphasizing here. Koach of an ovik ochavim midrabanan uda aser. So once it's only drabanan, meaning it's too far removed, hahu denafik libroi gazer beirabanan, hahu delagavoi lo gazer beirabanan. That which went out, the rabanan where gozer on, that which is still within the upper kli, the rabanan where gozer on. Because it's just his koach, it's not his touching. So Amalu Rav Chisda, so now a couple of all other stories. Amalu Rav Chisda, Lahanu Savisa. Rav Chisda says to certain wine merchants, Ki Kailisu Chamerlov de Kochavim, when you measure out wine to the guy, Katfi Katufe, Ina Nafsi Nefutse. Either do it in spurts, or do it from afar and throw it in. Meaning, don't create the nitzok. Why? Because Rav Chisda seems to hold. Nitzok is chibur. This is what Tosfos discusses. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, all the different amorim. What do they hold? Amalu Rava, Lahanu Shfochai, Ki Shafchisu Lachamra, when you pour the wine, Lo Likra Vovikochav and Lesayabat Daichu, don't let the guy come and help you do the pouring. Why? Dilma mishtalisu vishadisu le'alei v'kasi mikochav aser. Maybe you'll get a little tired, so you'll let him basically pour the whole thing a little bit by himself. As long as you're doing it together, it's okay. But if he does it by himself, it's going to be aser. Hahu gavra da'asik chamra begishta ubas gishta. What happens if a person has its wine with gishta and bas gishta? What does that mean? Imagine you have a reed and you bend it so that it looks like an upside down V. And one side is in one barrel and one side is in the other barrel. And what's going to happen here is that you're going to create, as we know is possible, you're going to create a vacuum by creating a suction. On one side, you're going to create a vacuum to get the wine to go from one barrel to the other barrel. So, what happens? So the Jew had it, but then the non-Jew put his hand and he was controlling the suction, the vacuum. Asrei Rabbi Lekulei Chamra. And Rava Aser the wine even in the other barrel. So Amalei Rav Papa LaRava. V'yamra Lei Rav Ada Bar Masa LaRava. V'yamra Lei Rav Avina LaRava. B'mai B'nitzok Shva Mina Nitzok Chibor. Hey, is that saying because what he's touching actually in the vacuum, so that he's touching the wine in one barrel, that's connected to the other barrel because of the flow? Is this proving Nitzok is Chibor? Where it says no. Shani Hasam Dekule Chamra Agishta Ubas Gishta Garir. No. This is looked at as if he's touching both barrels. Because the vacuum is created and it's all heading in this direction, so it's ki'ilu, he's touching that other barrel, right? Not just a nitzok, and that's why it would be usur. Last case, Amar Marzutra Breder of Nachman, Kenishkinin Shari. What's Kenishkinin? It's a wide barrel, and there are, let's say, a couple of straws. Imagine a barrel with a couple of straws, and each, the Jew and the non-Jew, are all drinking. So Kenishkinin Shari, Vahani Mili, Dekadim Pasik. That's only Yisrael. If the Jew stopped drinking first, because then when the non-Jew stops and his backwash goes into the barrel, the Jew's already done beforehand. But if the guy stops first, it's bad, because then his backwash is going to go into the barrel and the Jew will still be drinking, and that will be usher. The Ron here quotes the Rivet that wonders that everything should be usher anyway, because Nitzok, if you say Nitzok Chibur, even if the Jew stops first. So the Rav here quoted is that the chumra that we're adding is only if he chiyamina nitzok chibur hanimili my da'asa bahu pischa or bahu barza ava b'hai kenishkinin my da'asi b'barza the yisrael lo asi b'barza o'b'kochavim. Right, whatever is going up, each straw is not really connected in a full way. It's heading in a different direction, and therefore it is you wouldn't say nitzo chibur in that case la'aser. Okay, you have to figure out about exactly why that would be, but either way, that's derived. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Shem, we will continue. Again, I'm not sure exactly the next couple of days. We'll figure out whether I'll give it, but either way, we'll get it up. Okay, we'll stop here.